So, in Parshas Vayera, the Parsha goes off a bit on a tangent in the beginning and starts listing the Yichus of Bnei Yisrael. Just the Shvatim, Ruven, Shimon, and Levi are mentioned. So, by Levi, it says an interesting lashon. It says, "Ve'elah Shmois Bnei Levi." These are the names of the children of Levi, Gershon uKahasa Merari. Gershon Kahasa Merari. Those are the names of the Bnei Levi. By Reuben and Shimon, it does not mention these are the names. It says Elo Roshe Beis Avosam Bnei Shimon. It doesn't say Elo Shmois Bnei Levi. And the Shlach Kodesh is bothered. Why does it say Elo Shmois Bnei Levi? And the Shlach Kodesh offers an explanation that since Levi was not included in the Shibud, he was not included in the slavery in Mitzrayim. Levi wanted, Shevet Levi, they wanted to participate in the pain of their brothers. So Levi named his children on the after the Shibud in Mitzrayim. Gershon is because Megurish, they were distanced from their homeland. Ukahos, kahos comes from the word hake yashinav. Their teeth were blunt. They were numb. Umarari means that they embittered their lives. That's how the Shlach Kaddish understands it, and I'd like to suggest perhaps another understanding to why Levi named his children, and why the Pasuk lists, emphasizes the names of Bnei Levi. In Parshas Kisavoy, by the Parsha of Vidui Meiser, the Pasuk says, Vanitzak, it talks about Vayoreyu Asanu HaMitzrim. The Mitzrim conduct themselves bad towards us. Mayanunu, they afflicted us. They placed upon us hard labor. We screamed out to Hashem, the God of our forefathers. Hashem listened to our voices. He saw our affliction. In our toil, and our doichik, our pressure. So in the Haggadah Shal Pesach, we say Vayaras Onyenu. Onyenu says the Haggadah Zu Prishus Derech Eretz, which means that the Mitzrayim separated us from our wives. V'Esamoleinu Elu Habonim. It's a reference to our children. Veslachatzenu is the atchak. It's the pressure. So, I'd like to understand. So, the next pasuk after that is Veyatzenu Hashem in Mitzrayim Yad Chazak Vezrayinu Tu. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim with a strong hand and outstretched arm. Why do we just list these three things? Vayaras Anyenu Vesamolenu Veslachatzenu. Hashem saw that they had separated us from our wives. Our children, v'slachatzenu, and our pressure. Why are these three things specifically listed that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim as a result of seeing those three things? In Parshas Lech Lecha, Hashem says to Avraham Avinu that Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoceicha Me'ur Kasdim, I am Hashem your God that took you out of Ur Kasdim. Lo Zeis Lecha Es Oretz Hazois Lirishto. I'm going to give you this land to inherit it. Vayomar, and Avram says to Hashem, Hashem Elokim, Vamo Eda Ki Roshana. How do I know that I will inherit it? And Hashem answers to Avram Avinu, Yodoya Teda, you should know with certainty, Ki Ger Yezaracha Beretz Lelohem. Your descendants will be a stranger in a land that is not theirs. They will enslave them and afflict them for 400 years. And also the nation that they will serve, I will judge them. And afterwards they will leave with great riches. It's a very, very difficult parsha. First of all, how does Avraham Avinu is the first of all believers. How does he question Hashem's promise? Hashem promised to give him the land. How does he say, how do I know that I will inherit it? It seems from the Mefarshim that this is why Avraham Avinu was punished, because he questioned Hashem. And that's why he was punished, that his descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs for 400 years. Which is a very, very severe punishment for asking a question. How do we understand that children will be punished for the sin of their forefather? 400 years of slavery. And what does it mean that they'll leave afterwards with great riches? I mean, what does that mean to Avraham Avinu? Now, did materialism have any value to Avraham Avinu? In our parsha, we have what are known as the four expressions of redemption. Vayitzesi, it says, "L'chein amar da b'nei Yisrael." Therefore, say to b'nei Yisrael, "Ani Hashem, I am Hashem." Vayitzesi aschem etachas sivlis Mitzrayim. I will take you out from under the burdens of Mitzrayim. That's number one. Vayitzesi. V'hitzalti aschem avodosam. I will save you from their labor. That's two. V'goalti aschem zroyan etuya. I will liberate you with an outstretched arm. V'vishvatam gedolim. Three. Vayitzesi. V'hitzalti. V'goalti. I will take you to me as a nation, I will be your God. Chasam Sofer points out that there are another two Lashonis of Geula here that we don't count for some reason. They are, I will bring you to the land that I swore to give it to Avram. That's five. Minosati, I will give it to you as an inheritance. So we have six Lashonis of Geula. Vayitzesi, v'yitzalti, v'goalti, v'lakachti, v'hevesi, v'nosati. Chasam Sofer is bothered, why we only drink four kaisis, why don't we drink six kaisis? And he says that since we don't have v'hevesi, v'nosati now, that's why we only drink four kaisis. When Mashiach comes, says Chasam Sofer, we're going to drink six kaisis. But I'd like to try to understand what do these six Lashani, these six expressions of Gula, what do they correspond to? So I was thinking that perhaps we can understand this based on, it's brought this forum, that the reason why Shibud Mitzrayim, why our servitude in Mitzrayim had to precede Kabbalah Satoira, is because in order to become Avdei Hashem, in order to know what it means to be a slave to the Ribbono Shel Olam, we needed to know what it is to be a slave. Had we not experienced slavery ourselves, we would never have understood what it means to be an Eved Hashem. By Kabbalah Satoireh, we all became Avdei Hashem. And it is only because we were in Mitzrayim and we experienced what it means to be Avot, and we knew what it meant to be an Avot Hashem. And the pasuk says so explicitly at the end of Parshas Bahar. The pasuk says, "Ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim." Hashem says, "B'nei Yisrael are my servants, are my slaves. Avod Ayim, they are my servants. Asher hitzeisi oisam eretz Mitzrayim, mihi ois lahem avodim, because I took them out of Mitzrayim from being slaves to them." So the whole purpose of Shibut Mitzrayim, the whole purpose of being enslaved in Mitzrayim, is for us to be able to learn what slavery means, so that we should be able to incorporate that slavery into our Avodas Hashem. So what is it exactly? about slavery, that we are supposed to, about our slavery in Mitzrayim specifically, that we're supposed to incorporate into our Avodas Hashem. So I believe we can get some insight into this from Chassam Sofer in the beginning of this week's parasha. He brings from his Rebbe the Hafla. The pasuk says, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "V'gam ha'ki Moshe es brisi yitom." I made a covenant with the Avos. Lo says lahem es eretz Kanaan, to give them the land of Canaan. Es eretz migurehem ashegaruva, the land that they lived in, Mamash a double expression. As eretz migurehem ashegaruva, the land that they lived in, What's pshat in this double expression? Vegavani shamati, and I also heard as nakas bnei Yisrael shemitzrayim avidim oisa, that Mitzrayim enslaved them. Ve'eskar as brisi, and I remember my covenant. Also, a very difficult pasuk. Hashem is saying, what Hashem is trying to say to Moshe is, I made an oath to the Avos. I promised the Avos that I'm going to give them Eretz Yisrael. And now I heard the cry of Bnei Yisrael. But it says in the pasuk here, I made a covenant with the Avos, and I also heard the cry of Bnei Yisrael. What do you mean, I also heard the cry of Bnei Yisrael? So the Hafla says that there is an old kasha. Hashem said to Avraham Avinu at the Brismen Absarim that his descendants are going to be enslaved and afflicted for 400 years. They're going to be strangers in a land that is not theirs 400 years. And we know that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim after 210 years. So how do we resolve the discrepancy? So there are numerous solutions. So solution number one is that koshi ashibud was mashlim, that the severity of the work that Bnei Yisrael were given made up for the lost time. So although we were in quantity, we're only there for 210 years, but the quality of the work was the severity of the work was the work of 400 years. That's teretz number one. Teretz number two is that we begin counting the 400 years from the birth of Yitzchak, because Hashem told Avraham that his descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs. As soon as Yitzchak was born, that's already Avraham's descendant. And Hashem had not yet given the land to Avraham. So even though they lived in Eretz Yisrael, it was still a land that wasn't theirs. So Yitzchak, from the day Yitzchak was born, and Yitzchak was born on Tezvav Nisan. He was born on the 15th day of Nisan. There are exactly 400 years from the day Yitzchak was born to the day of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So, these are the two most popular solutions to this kasha. Says the Hafla, that's what Hashem was telling Moshe. Because Hashem was telling Moshe that he's going to take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't understand. Hashem, you said 400 years. It's only 210. So, the first teretz said Hashem is, HaKimoisi es b'rizi yitom los islam es eretz Canaan. I told him I would give them land of Canaan. Es eretz megureyem. It was the land that they lived in, but ashegaruba, but they were strangers there. So even though they were in Eretz Yisrael, but there were strangers in that land, so I'm starting to count the 400 from the day Yitzchak was born. That's teretz number one. And another teretz, V'gamani shemati esnakas b'nei Yisrael asher Mitzrayim avidim oisam. And I also heard the scream of b'nei Yisrael, how Mitzrayim is enslaving them. There's the koshi hashibud. There's the severity of the slavery. That also makes up for 400 years. Hashem was giving Moshe the two solutions as to why he can redeem Bnei Yisrael after 210 years instead of 400. Says the Chassam Sofer that according to what the Hafla said, it was due to these two things that Bnei Yisrael were zeicha to Eretz Yisrael and to the Torah. Because Chazal tell us that there are three things that we can only acquire through Yisurim, through affliction. One is the Torah, the second is Eretz Yisrael, and the third is Olam Haba. Says the Chasam Sofer that as a result of the Koshi Hashivud, as a result of the extra severe slavery, because of that we were zoiche to the Torah HaKadosh. And as a result of being a stranger in a land that it wasn't ours, as a result of that, we were zoiche to Eretz Yisrael. Says the Chasam Sofer, but there's a third solution to the Kasha as well, which his Rebbe doesn't mention. The third solution to the Kasha, how can Hashem take us out of Mitzrayim after 210 years when we're supposed to be there for 400 years? The Teretz is that we had so many children. It was Shisha Bekeres, the women had six children at a time. There were so many Yidden in servitude, in slavery, that it was the amount of people that would have been enslaved for 400 years. So we, due to the amount of children that we have, we made up for the 400 years in 210 years. Says the Chasam Sofer that as a result of our children, so many of our children being in slavery for such a long time, that was the Yisurin that entitled us to Olam Haba. So there are three types of Yisurin that entitled us to the three gifts that Rabbi Shalom gives us as a result of Yisurin. Because of the Koshi Hashibud, we were zoiche to the Torah. Because of being a stranger in a land that isn't ours, we were zoiche to Eretz Yisrael. And because of our children being enslaved, we were zoiche to Olam Haba. And I believe that there's the measure for measure is understood. Because we were strangers in a land that wasn't ours, that's why we were zeichet to a land that is ours. That's why we were zeichet to Eretz Yisrael. Because our children, because we had children, we were zeichet to, and our children were part of that slavery. Our children are our eternity. That's why, as a result, we were zeichet to Olam Haba. And as a result of our toil in the slave labor, we were zoicha to toil in the Torah HaKadosh. So those are the three solutions to the question of how we got out of Mitzrayim. Really, those entitled us to the three gifts that we only get through affliction, which are Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. According to, I believe that this is mamish. It reads beautifully in the Pesukim. Because immediately after Hashem tells this to Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu had the kasha, how can you take them out of Mitzrayim early? Hashem answers, number one, Eretz Megureim Ashagorova, they were strangers in a land that isn't theirs, from the time of Yitzchak. V'gam ani shemati esnakas b'nei Yisrael, the Koshi Hashibud, Lachain, therefore, and more than Bnei Yisrael ani Hashem. So first of all, Vohitzesi Eschem, Mitach HaSivlis Mitzrayim. You know, there's a famous word of the Chiddush Arim, Vohitzesi Eschem, Mitach HaSivlis Mitzrayim, is that Bnei Yisrael had already become comfortable in Mitzrayim. Hashem said, I'm going to take you out of being able to be comfortable in Mitzrayim. I'm going to make that you can't tolerate it. Meaning, you're going to feel that you're a stranger in a land that is not yours. That was the first thing. You should know, the first expression of redemption is a result of your understanding that you're a stranger in a land that isn't yours. Number two, I will save you from their hard labor, which is koshi hashibud. Number three, v'go'alti aschem, I will liberate you, which means I will liberate you and your children. Where am I getting this from? That's what v'go'alti aschem means. We know that the four koises on Pesach night correspond to these four lashanis of Geula. There's one kois that we drink after we say Baruch Ato Hashem Go'al Yisrael. Right? That's the kois that corresponds to Go'alti. That is the kois that we say immediately after Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim V'Gadlta Levincha, when we tell our children the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. It has to do with the Bonim. So, these three expressions of Geula, Voitzesi is, I'm going to make sure you understand that you're Gerim, that you're strangers. I'm going to take you out of the hard labor. I'm going to take you and all of your descendants out of Mitzrayim. As a result, says the Pasuk, there's really three Lashanis of Geula. As a result, there's three rewards. Number one is Lakakti Aschem Lilam. I'm going to give you a Torah. That's reward for V'Yitzalti Aschem Avedosam. That's reward for the hard labor. V'Hevesi Aschem Alaretz. I'm going to bring you to the land. That's Eretz Yisrael. That's a result of V'Yitzesi Aschem Metachas Siblis Mitzrayim, of being strangers in a land that isn't yours. V'Nosati Ois Alachem Marosha is, I'm going to give you an inheritance, which is Olam Haba, the inheritance of eternity. That is a result of V'go'alti Aschem, of our children being enslaved in Mitzrayim, of us bringing our eternity into Mitzrayim, despite the fact that they were going to be enslaved. So, these six expressions are the three types of extra affliction that we had, and as a result, we were zeichet to the three gifts of Lakachti, Ve'evesi, and Osati, which are the Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. And this is what the Baal HaGadol is telling us. What did Hashem see that made him take us out of Mitzrayim? Vayaras onyenu. He saw our affliction, which is the Uprishas Aracheret, which means that we were taken away from our wives, meaning we were made to feel estranged even in our own homes. That's the Indian of Geirus. And then Ves Amaleinu Elu Abanim. Hashem saw that our children were afflicted. That's the affliction of our children. V'slachatzenu zu'atchak. That's the koshi hashibud. As a result of those three, v'yotzenu Hashem v'mitzrayim. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. And I believe that it is these three things that are what Hashem brought us into Mitzrayim for, so that we can incorporate them into our Avodas Hashem. Number one is the concept of Geirus. Geirus meaning that in order for us to be Zoiche, in order to be for us to be true Avodas Hashem, we have to realize that we are strangers in this world. This is not our permanent world. It's a fake world, and we're strangers in this world. The famous story that a Yid once came to the Chafetz Chaim, a Balabos came to the Chafetz Chaim to visit him, and he saw that the Chafetz Chaim barely had any furniture. The Chafetz Chaim's home was poverty stricken, and the Balabos was looking around. The Chafetz Chaim asked him, "What are you looking at?" And he said to the Chafetz Chaim, "Where is your furniture?" And the Chafetz Chaim said to him, "Where's yours?" So he said, "What do you mean, where's mine? Mine is home." He said, "But where is it? Why don't you have it with you?" So he said, "Because I'm traveling. I'm just traveling through. This is not my home." The Chafetz Chaim said, "So am I. We're just traveling through. We can't allow ourselves to make this world our permanent world. And as soon as we do, it disqualifies us from being Avdei Hashem. Being Avdei Hashem, we're supposed to take from Mitzrayim. The first thing we're supposed to understand is we're Gerim. We are strangers in a land that is not ours. Our land is the world of truth. Number two is, if we want to be Avdei Hashem, we have to know that it's going to have to, that it requires Koshi Hashibud. It requires to work hard. Extra hard. And the more we work, the harder we work, the more we're going to grow. The rule is, no pain, no gain. If we don't put in the extra work, we're not going to grow. And whether it's by learning Torah, whether it's to sit the extra 5 minutes or to learn the extra blot when we're ready to get up, or whether it's an avodah to put in to make the effort to have extra kavana, or it's in the gemilas chasadim to give the extra tzedakah, or to lend the hand when it's difficult, that's the kushi yeshiva that makes us avdei Hashem. And the third thing is our children, chinuch habanim, mesiras nefesh. For chinuch habanim, and nowadays it requires much self-sacrifice to give away of our time, to give away of our comforts, whether sometimes it requires us to forfeit certain types of technology because it's not good for our children. It's the self-sacrifice that's necessary for chinuch habanim. These are these three things that allowed the Rabbeinu Shlom to take us out of Mitzrayim 210 instead of 400 years. Gerus and Koshi Hashibud and our children, those are the three things that we need to incorporate into our Avodas Hashem for us to be Avdei Hashem. This was the entire purpose of Shibud Mitzrayim. So we should take these lessons and incorporate them into our Kabbalah Sotoyde. And it is through these three that will be Zoyche to Torah, to Eretz Yisrael, and to Olam Haba. And this, I believe, is what the Rabbeinu Shalom told Avraham Avinu. Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, I'm going to give you Eretz HaZois, I'm going to give you this land. In that, those three words is are all three. Eretz Yisrael is Pashup Shat, that's Eretz HaZois. Olam Haba is called the Eretz Elyon. It's called the upper land, also included in the word that's Eretz HaZois. And the Torah is also called Eretz. It says Arucha Me Eretz Mida. The Torah is longer than earth. All three were incorporated into this sentence. Hashem said, I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael, Olam Haba, and the Torah Akdosha. And Avraham Avinu knew that these three can only be acquired through Yisurim, through affliction. So he said to the Rabbeinu Shlom, "B'mo'ed akira shana, how are you going to make it that my children should be able to be zeiche to these three tremendous gifts?" Avraham Avinu wasn't questioning the Rabbeinu Shlom's ability, or whether the Rabbeinu Shlom would follow through on his promise. Avraham Avinu asked Hashem, what is his plan? And Hashem told Avraham Avinu, number one, Yodoya Teda. Yodoya Teda means you should know with certainty. We find this expression in Parshas Toldos. It says, Parshas Vayera. Hashem says, Ki Yidativ. I love Avraham Avinu. Why? The man Hashi Yitzave is Bonav is Beisayachra Vishamru Derach Hashem. Because I know that he's going to command his descendants after him. They're going to follow the way of Hashem. The term Yodoya Teda, you should know with certainty, represents the certainty of our eternity. The certainty of the existence of Klal Yisrael, which is our children. Number one, Avraham, you should know Yodoya Teda. It's going to be through chinuch habanim. Number two is Kiger Yazaracha, Eretz Lehem, your children are always going to know that they're strangers on a land that isn't theirs. That's how they're going to be Zaychat Eretz Yisrael. And number three, Va'avodum Ve'inu Oysam, they are going to be enslaved and afflicted. There's going to be Koshi Ashibud. And they are going to incorporate these three things into their Avodas Hashem. They're going to be Machanach, their children. That's how they're going to be Zaychat Eilam Haba. Because they're committed to eternity. They're going to understand that they're strangers in a world, in a land, on an earth, that it doesn't belong to us. So that they can be zeichet to Eretz Yisrael. And we're going to be zeichet through hard work. Hard avoid. We're going to be zeichet to the Torah. And that's v'achre chen yetzu b'rchush gadol. Afterwards, they're going to leave with tremendous riches. The riches of Torah, the riches of Eretz Yisrael, the riches of Olam Haba, and the riches of incorporating these lessons of Yetzias Mitzrayim into our Avodas Hashem. And these, I believe, are the three names that Levi gave his children. Gershon is because Klal Yisrael were Gerim, Be'eretz Lehem, to bring out the fact that we need to know that we're strangers. Kahos means, as the Pasuk says, V'lo Yikas Amim, you will gather the nations, which means his children, together, which is a reference to the Bonim. And then finally, Merori, which is bitter work and hard labor. Koshi Hashibut. And I believe that this is why on Pesach night we do three things to commemorate Yetzias Mitzrayim: Pesach, Matzah, and Moror. A person who doesn't say these three things is not Yotze. Pesach, the Korban Pesach, was to be eaten with the family together to represent the Chinuch Habonim. Matzah is because Ki Gorshu Mitzrayim, we were banished from Mitzrayim, we were Gerim. And Moror is because of the hard labor. These are the three things that we went to Mitzrayim for, and these are the three things we have to take out of Mitzrayim with us. We need to remember that we're Gerim, we're strangers in a land that isn't ours. We have to remember we have to put in hard work, and we have to remember the importance of Chinuch Habonim and the self-sacrifice that it requires. And that Tzchus will be Zeiche to the Torah HaKadosha, to Olam Haba, and to our Tzeinu HaKadosha. So they wish to help them by our commitment to these three inyanim. We should be zeiche to all of the gifts that the Rebbeinu Shlom has to offer us. We should be zeiche b'korev to kimetzeischem Eretz Mitzrayim, arenu neflois, bevias Mashiach tzedkenu, b'mehirav yameinu, amen.